call is now being recorded.
Hey everyone, Amy Wood, and I have Mantio Mitchell on the phone. He is an Olympian. He's headed to the Olympics as a track and field representative from the United States. And the big news is, you know, he's a Western Carolina University guy from Cullowhee, North Carolina. And there will be so many people, Mantio, who will be rooting for you and for the U.S. team. Tell us a little bit about this trip. You're now literally on the way to your flight to London, right?
Yeah, I'm actually in the car right now driving to the Charlotte International Airport. I mean, it's exciting. I've never been to London before. I've always flown over it or past it. But it's going to be a great experience just to go to a new location away from home and get to represent my country. You know, I've been working hard for the past year and a half, striving to make it to this point, and I made it. So I'm excited. I'm just ready to make people proud and hopefully come back with that gold medal.
Oh, my gosh. And so you guys are competing. You compete in the relay in the 200 and 400. Is that right?
Well, at this one, I'll just be doing the relay. I won't do any individual event. I'm an alternate just in case someone got hurt or something like that before we actually got to the games.
Gotcha.
I'll take their place. But as of right now, I'm just going to be on the relay.
Well, we're going to be excited to see you on that relay team. Let's talk a little bit about this experience. You're in a car driving to the Olympics. I mean, you're not going to drive there. You're going to take a flight. But is this surreal?
Yeah.
Does this seem crazy to you?
Well, it still hasn't hit yet. I mean, I know I'm an Olympian. It's already been official, made official last night on the USATF.org website, which is our governing body for USA Track and Field. But it hasn't really sunk in yet. I'm just, and I actually have a couple meets leading up to the games, excuse me. So I'm actually headed to Europe right now I'll go into Belgium, then I'll go to Paris, and then I'll go, I think, to London to a Diamond League meet, but it's not in the exact same location as the Olympics. It's a little different. And then we all report for relay camp in Great Britain in Birmingham. Then we get together, we practice for 4 days, and then that's when we head over to London for the opening ceremony. So I'm excited about that. We got fitted for our polos and all that stuff. So it's really exciting. There's a lot more to it than just running. It's actually like a business, and people seem to not understand that sometimes. It's like all these phone calls and emails and things like that. Sometimes it can throw you off focus, but you just really have to be really, really like focused on what you really want to do. So there's a lot more behind it than just running. So, but I'm excited about it. I'm mature enough to handle all the fame, I guess you could say. So.
Well, we're excited for you, and of course, we will be watching your Twitter feed. Tell people your Twitter handle just so they can follow you on Twitter.
My Twitter handle is pretty easy. It's @symbol and then first name, last name, so it's Mantio Mitchell. Pretty simple.
Perfect. And if people want to follow you, I'll make sure in my blog when I post this interview that I include a link to that, and we'll definitely be following all your social media updates. Are you allowed to update during the Olympics? Is there any rules about that, the way social media can be used by the athletes?
No, there's certain rules and guidelines that have been set in place, but I'll be able to, you know, stay in touch with my fans and my family and things like that through social media sites, just as long as I don't go overboard with certain things, and that's kind of like in the guidelines. I can't really talk about it. I just know not to talk about it, so. But yeah,
right.
I'll be on Twitter probably when I'm not running or when I'm not practicing. That's pretty much my life.
All right. Well, we will look for your updates, and we wish you the very best of luck in the U.S. team in general as well. So we have somebody from the Carolinas to pull for. We love that.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate the support.
All right. Take care. Have a great trip.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.